Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because I have a charge on my bank account.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
50266.
Okay, so I didn't see anything with that zip code. Could it be under the telephone number you're calling in on?
It's an Urban Excel Technical College is what I think that means, Tech COL.
Okay, ma'am, but I would still need an account up to see exactly what you billed. Could it be under the telephone number you're calling in on?
I guess. I mean, I didn't make the charge, so I don't know how it was made. Do you want my phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 515-380-0278.
Okay, and what's your first name, first and last name?
Joan, J-O-A-N, Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Okay, and could you verify your address for the security of that account?
355 88th Street, Unit 4201, West Des Moines, Iowa, 50266.
Okay, and it looks like this account has been canceled. You called in today?
It's 6:30 in the morning. I just woke up and was checking things and saw this charge. It's been canceled?
Yes, the account has been canceled.
It will be credited back to my account?
No, ma'am. The account has been canceled, not the charge.
Okay, well, I need my $19.95 back.
You weren't charged $19.
It's right here on my bank statement.
No, ma'am. This is for $7.95. This is not for $19.
Okay, there's another charge for $19.95 with a different phone number, and it
says
Urban.
Well, ma'am, that has nothing to do with us.
It's the same number.
Well, ma'am, I don't see a charge for $19.95.
Is this 888-391-1088 not your number?
We have many numbers, but I don't see a charge for $19.95.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.